Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and indeed Father and Mother of us all, we know that you do not need anything from us, O Lord. You are complete in yourself. And yet, you have chosen the vulnerability of opening yourself up to give unto us your gifts, the gifts of life, hope, peace, joy, love, redemption. The music of your message courses through the very narrative of your word. Sometimes somber and melancholy, sometimes joyous and triumphant, but always suffused with a message of peace, that nothing can separate us from your love. May the music of your joyous word speak to our hearts this morning through the gifted musicians you have arrayed before us, by the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem, and proclaim to her that her sin has been pardoned.
A voice is calling in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
You who bring good news to Zion, go up on a high mountain.
You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout, lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah,
Behold, here is your God.
Thank you.
celebrate the coming of the Lord and say, "Behold, here is your God." In the Bible, many of the great men and women would go to the mountains to worship God in a powerful way. We gather today to go up to a higher place and experience the Lord's presence as we tell the story of Christ's birth. Though we celebrate with a loud voice, God tells us to comfort. Comfort the people around us and speak tenderly to those who need to hear a voice of hope and peace. We are here to sing it boldly on the mountain, to tell the Christmas story to all who will hear. But we also take time to speak a quiet word of hope to those who are suffering, who need to feel the Lord's presence. Many around us are grieving and full of despair. To these we echo the prophet's words and say, "Comfort, comfort my people. Take courage and be hopeful, for soon a child is going to come and bring peace, love, and joy."
As humanity waits, heaven prepares the way for the child to come. In a tiny corner of the world, a young woman is visited by an angel. The angel tells her that soon she will give birth to a son who will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. His kingdom will last forever. The angel gives her the name that she will call him. It is a name that will be higher than any other name in heaven or on earth. But at the time of his birth, his mother quietly gives him the name that we call on today. We join Mary as we call his name, Jesus.
Jesus, all of us may call on the holy name of Jesus. We may all may experience the coming of the child, the Savior, Christ the Lord. And if we listen with our hearts, we can hear the words of angels who appeared to shepherds in the field. As we tell their story, let's join the shepherds and listen to the band of angels who proclaim the good news of Christ's birth.
There were shepherds out in the field.
The angels bear sweet news of the Savior's birth. We follow the shepherds to the manger to see the newborn miracle. As we come into the presence of the Lord, we cherish the quiet moments with Mary as she holds the baby in her arms. Here, we may experience the warmth of His holiness in an intimate way. Inside me wants to hide. Is this shadow an angel or a warrior? If God is pleased with me, why am I so terrified? Someone tell me I am only dreaming. Somehow help me see with heaven's eyes, and before my head agrees, my heart is on its knees. Holy is He, blessed am I, be born in me.
Thank you. will hold me in the end. Every moment in the middle, make my heart your Bethlehem. Be born in me.
After their encounter with the Holy Child, the shepherds went out shouting and praising God. We remember the words of Isaiah, who called us to go to the mountain and boldly proclaim the good news. Now we go and sing it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
To celebrate. Jesus, who is the light of the world, has come to bring us new life of hope and joy.
But as we walk this earth, it is easy to lose sight of the light he brings. Sometimes our eyes can become covered by the darkness of the world. Sometimes we forget to look beyond our troubles and see the light of hope and power that is offered to us.
The wise men followed the light of the star for many days until it led them to the child. Let's fix our eyes on the holy light of Christ and let it shine on our path as we draw closer to the Lord.
Thank you.
The wise men worshipped the child and offered him their precious gifts. Since that day, countless generations before us have gathered to offer the Lord their gifts of adoration and praise. Now this is our time. Let us embrace this moment as our generation gathers before the Lord. While we have living breath, let us do our part and worship in the presence of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Jesus, we have celebrated his birth and worshiped in his holy presence. Now it is time to go out from this place. Let our lives become a great celebration as we embody the words we shout and sing. Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Noel. Christ is born.